Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Hey, April.
Hey, guys. Hope everyone's doing well.
I feel like I'm like sat in a really weird position.
You know why? I think we've normally got other things around us to make us feel more cozy. Now I feel a bit exposed. No, but do you know what I mean?
No, I feel like I'm sat like a turtle with my neck.
I feel a bit exposed.
So it's Jubilee Bank Holiday.
So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, I almost prefer, I like Mondays being at work. Like, I feel weird when I have a Monday and I'm like mooching about. Like, I way prefer midweek to like have a drink.
I know what you mean. Yeah, same.
It's only because I never fancy a drink on a Monday, but like Wednesday, I'm like, give me the goods.
What are you doing for Jubilee Bank Holiday?
So I think I'm going to go to Toby's house in the countryside.
So nice.
Don't have a solid.
God, he's been in the countryside a lot recently. Every weekend he takes a little trip.
Well, no, this weekend he was at that wedding, but it's obviously his parents are there, so that was probably quite nice.
Really wholesome.
And then my parents are in London the week after the bank holiday weekend, so that'd be lovely. So it's going to feel like a long holiday for me.
So you're going to go to... So I've got wedding on Wednesday, my cousin's wedding. And then Thursday going to... I keep calling it Riverside Cafe because I went to Newcastle Uni and I'm like, I'm off to Riverside, which
and
is like...
A, River Cafe?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Riverside is not the same vibe. It's like at this big club in Newcastle. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Riverside. Go to River
Lovely.
Cafe and then
with just Jamie
there's six of us.
Oh, sweetness.
Yeah, really really fun.
Lovely.
And then Saturday got another wedding.
Wow. So who's the Saturday wedding?
Julian and Hassie's.
I don't know who they are. That's nice though, very wholesome. God,
really,
that's
excited.
A big old boozy
and
week.
Then Sunday we're flying to Spain.
For your own wedding.
Yeah, to go get married. No, to go find a venue. I'm itching like hell.
Oh my
safe.
God, no, you're poor thing. I just want to scratch your eyes for you. That's someone thing that doesn't happen to me is the itchy eyes, thank God. But it
That's
does feel
the
like
word.
There's a feather up my nostril just being
oh
rotated 20
more seconds. The feather up the nostril and a little bit in my throat.
So oh, it's the back of the throat. It just
and you
gets
go like this.
Me. Yeah, I
and you try and
horrible.
Get it your tongue and it just never works. Anyway, really, so that's my plan. So then we fly on Sunday, we land, and then Monday we view all the properties.
All the properties, she means venues.
Yeah.
They're not buying a house in Spain.
I wish
you
we
cannot
were.
Leave me. No, no, no. Got a little listener message. Should I read this one out?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, just thought I'd follow on from the dilemma last week about the boy who said some rogue things during sexy time. So long story short, I've been on a couple of dates with this super lovely guy. We've been seeing each other for a while and he ended up inviting me over, which led on to sleeping together, dot, dot, dot. While we were having sex, he asked me to move.
No.
For him. I was super confused and didn't really want to ask what he had said, but couldn't help myself. I asked if he said move. Oh, God.
Oh,
I asked if he said move for him while we were still having sex, and he said no, 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 moo like a cow. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Immediately stopped and went to the bathroom before calling a taxi to head home and said it wasn't for me. I never heard from the guy again after this. I'm intrigued to know what you both would have done in this situation. I'm also confused and still quite disturbed about how he would have wanted me to actually moo. Sorry, So you must have been like, I would have been the same. I would have been like, you mean move over? Like,
I'd have been like, oh, sorry, where do you want me to meet?
Yeah, yeah. But
said, also, like, that's weird.
Yeah, the whole
move.
Move. Oh, sorry. So imagine you're mid sex and he goes, yeah, yeah, move me like a gal. Bah, no, like a sheep. This is too weird. What person is wanting that during sex?
I need to go back. So they've been on a couple of dates.
Yeah, which is even worse because it's like,
oh, it's his first time they've had sex.
They think that she obviously thought he was quite normal and lovely. Thought he was a lovely guy, she says. And then.
No, that's awful. What is going on with these? Do you know what? One's just come into mind that I don't know why I've never told you this.
But... Oh my God, tell me.
Sure. It's actually not that funny, but it's quite funny. So first time we ever had sex. Oh my God, I can't. It's actually not even that bad, but was like in halls in Castle Leezers and I really needed the loo halfway through and it was like so... not for that, for a wee.
Right, okay, fine. But like sometimes if you really need a wee, you're like, oh, I'm going to honestly wet myself. You have to stop. I need to go for a pee.
I'm so hot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Red right now. I don't think I can say it.
You don't look red.
It's not actually that funny. But we were really drunk. Freshers. It was like freshers or like last year in Leeds. I was like, I have to go for a wee. I just have to tell him. So I leave my little hall room, go outside and I had nothing on. Nothing, butt naked, the toilet's there, shared cubicles. I run back over because it's like 3 a.m. in the morning. We just got in from a night out. And I'm like, let me back in. And he'd fallen asleep. So I was sad. And my room was literally just as you open, like the lift to get up to that floor, you open the lift. And I was just sit there naked. And I had to wait till all my friends from halls came in. It was like 2 hours.
Why didn't you just bang on the
bang,
door?
Bang, bang, bang. That boy sleeps for England. It was awful. I don't know why.
So everyone came in and you were just like, guys,
I was fully naked like this.
So then what did you do? Then you should go back into their room.
They managed, like, he woke up or someone called him because I'd left my phone in there with him, obviously. And someone called his phone.
What a nightmare.
Have you ever had anything?
Never, ever, ever. And I can't imagine any of your exes asking you to do anything weird. But then I'm guessing it's like, this guy seemed quite normal and lovely. Okay, right. So what I would do in this situation, this is a hilarious story. Thank you so much for sharing this.
That is genius.
I would have done the exact same. I would have been like, get off me. And I would have ran out there as fast as I could have done.
No, she didn't leave.
She did. She went to the loo and ordered a taxi and left. I would have done the exact same thing. Get me out of there.
I would have felt so... like scared.
Oh, and disgusted. I would have just been so disgusted.
You know, when you get home, you're like, no.
I almost would have been like... I want to know why you want me to do that.
I would have had to have followed up with the text and been like, sorry, did you
I need to understand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to understand
like,
what you meant.
Is he like a kleptomaniac? Is that what they're called?
That's people that have sex with me. Aren't they people that steal? I think that's people that steal.
What is it then? A narcissist?
No, it's the sex addiction where you have sex with dead people.
Sorry, animals. A bestiality.
Oh my God, is that a thing?
Yes. Have you not seen that? Do you not remember that? But there was all like growing.
I do remember. To be fair, there was a couple like YouTube
eels
videos
would be
about
like shoved up girls'
vagina. To be fair, doesn't that happen at the box in Soho? They get snakes, and the snakes they basically have sex with snakes.
No.
Are you sure? No, they do weird stuff with snakes. They're all naked and they're like...
Yeah, I've seen
and the snakes
YouTube,
like slithering
I've seen
the
video
around
that someone showed me and like an eel was coming out and another one was like a ferret was licking a girl.
Surely this sort of shit makes you very ill.
Oh my God, no. Actually, I will tell you something that I found out the other day. So I won't name and shame, but someone I know was like is an ex-detective and he told me that they're... this will make you sick, that there were like men who used to have stag do's. Well, they obviously still do, but I can't quite remember the story. I was quite drunk when he was telling me, but they like go to baby calves because they suck on their mum's teeth so strongly and they put their dicks in their mum.
Who is this person?
I don't mean to laugh because it's
really...
Can you
really mouth the person to me?
No.
It wasn't him. He just tells you stories.
Yeah, because he was a detective.
You know what? There are sick people out there. I'm not. It doesn't...
That's
I mean,
so
obviously
upsetting.
It's vile, but like... It's like I was... Me and my friends were retelling the whole like mum sucking the teat story the other day, you know?
What one?
Do you remember? It was like one of the first stories I told on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. When I was having dinner the other day with some of Toby's like cousins and stuff, they were like, I've heard this story. And I was literally thinking, I'm sure it's from someone listening to the podcast and then I'm telling people. And then it's like getting around now. Like everyone knows the bloody story.
Can you repeat the story?
So it was my best friend's boss went to this wedding.
Yeah.
And I like the wedding was called off. Someone ran to the church like the wedding's been called off. And it's because he walked in on his, she walked in on her mother-in-law and future husband to be.
No.
He was breastfeeding from her and he goes, I'm only doing it when I'm nervous. Do you not remember that story?
Well, don't I remember this?
Yes, you do. It was one of the first stories I ever told on the podcast.
Has she told that story before?
Yeah, she goes, this is payback, I'm fucking telling everybody.
Yeah, I'd be so angry.
You embarrass me so much.
Dilemma one. Hi there, massive fan of your pod. Love you both. Love you too. Please keep anonymous. Major dilemma, please help. Okay, so my best friend has been sleeping with her other best friend's dad.
Oh my God,
what is going on with parents in this episode?
This is weird.
And we are all going on a family holiday with the parents in July. Shut. No.
Wait, we've had a similar story to this.
Have we?
Yes, right, carry on.
I'm the only one who knows and I feel so awkward and I don't know what to do. I've known the girl who's sleeping with the dad since nursery, but I've also been friends with the other girl for 10 years. The girl has told me and now I feel such a weight on my shoulders. What the fuck is the right thing to do? Love you so much. Hope you can help me out. I would have to tell her.
No, I would say to her, look, you've got to fucking tell her right now or I will, but it's not going to be good coming out of my mouth. You need to do it yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell. So if this was happening, so say like Ruby, for example.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait, is the parents are obviously separated?
Yeah, no, the parents are still together because you're going on holiday with the parents.
No. So is she having an affair? Double whammy. How do we know? She's not clarified that.
We are all going on a family holiday with the parents. Okay, so either way, it's equally as awful, but if the parents are still married, this is horrendous. Horrendous. Ew. horrendous. Okay, what I would do is I would be like to the girl, I'd be like, look, you've given me such a responsibility knowing this information. It's so unfair because I love my friend. You have to fucking tell her. And we're going to tell her right now. We're going to go and do it now. You're going to sit down and tell her.
Yeah, same. I'd force it. I'd be like, yeah. I will never speak to you. I would be like, I can't be your friend unless you tell her.
Yeah.
Because it's just too tricky otherwise. There's two things about this. It's wrong in every way. Secondly, I don't know your age. So, like, they could be, like, 38 and the dad could be 58. And it's kind of like, if he is single, say live age. You know what I mean? I'm picturing, like, our age with, like, one of our dads. And I'm, like, out the house. You're done. I can't get to grips with it. I'm sorry.
This is pretty wild, though. This is, like, a fucking wild. Like, I cannot imagine this happening in, like,
and even if it was, like, we grow older, right? It's still not okay because that's your dad.
And also the age gap is still the same.
But yeah, but you can't have...
So, no, but it's still like, then you're... It's not like, oh, they're a dad. It's like the same age as your dad. Do you know what I mean?
And it's like they saw you growing up by the sounds of it. It just seems a bit wrong.
And like, how are you going to be friends with the friend again?
That's what's weird about it is that he...
Exactly. He's seen you literally like for over 10 years. No.
It's wrong on so many levels. And the fact you're going on holiday just makes...
Girl,
I feel so sorry for the daughter. She like has no idea...
Ooh. That will mess her up a lot. Like, that would make me so upset thinking that my dad... Oh, my God, no,
upset me. Ooh, I now can't, like, envision it. Like, I can't get the...
Just wrap your head around this for a moment because this is quite a lot to take in. Imagine the dynamic. You know what? We really need a follow-up of what happens on this holiday because
I need to know everything.
Even though it's really quite horrible in so many ways, it's juicy and I need to know what's happened on the dynamic this holiday.
I need to know if the dad is single.
Yeah.
I also wouldn't mind a photo of him just so I know what he looks like.
Yeah, what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. I would quite like to just put a face to, like, the story.
Yeah, because this is
probably won't
mental.
Get one, having thought about that. But this is a lot. This is a lot to take in. I would actually be so upset with you if you were that girl that I wouldn't even... I'd be like, I really can't.
You would give me the ick, probably.
Yeah, you would give me the ick you've given me the ick. And I wouldn't be able... I'd be like, just do what you want.
Especially as you would look at that dad as, like... Oh, it's like me. Okay, right. That's like me and Bella knowing each other for 10 years, right? With an our friendship, and then me getting with Bella's dad. That's how fucked up that is.
Oh my God! I'd be like,
and then us all going on holiday together, and you knowing, and Bella doesn't know.
I'd be like,
you've
given me the ick, big time.
That
I
is
would
awful.
Oh God. Oh.
Okay, well, that's not happened between us, so don't get the ick with me, but that's how bad I know, that but is.
That's really scarring.
Just put it into context.
There's been a lot of, like, really scarring conversations today, guys.
But this is crazy that this shit happens.
Well, look, I feel really upset for the daughter. If I were you, I would tell her, stop yeah. it. I'd just be like, stop it. Just don't even tell her, just stop it. Because all that will do is upset the girl. Just stop it.
I think they've only slept together once, though.
Well, that's even worse.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, fine. They have slept together.
What, they is a continuous thing?
Is it? I don't know. You're the one who read out the dilemma.
No, you did. What's going on today?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, second dilemma. Husband got me a stunning pair of designer earrings for our wedding just under 3 years ago.
Uh-oh.
I've only worn them once on our wedding day, but I was going out for my birthday and thought, YOLO, treat yourself. So I decided to wear the earrings. I was getting ready in a bit of a rush and picked up the earrings and put them in my jacket pocket. I was then walking to the train station quickly so I wouldn't miss the train. Got a bit warm, took off my jacket and just chucked it under my arm. I dashed all the way to the station, and when I got there, I realised my earrings had fallen off the pocket. Oh, no. I retraced my steps 3 times, but no joy. They were gone. Basically, my dilemma is, do I tell my husband? Can't afford to replace them, otherwise I would buy a new pair without him knowing. But I feel so guilty because they were my wedding earrings. What should I do?
Oh, I would tell
him. You've got to be honest.
You've just got to be
These like, things happen.
Like, that's so innocent, and you just thought you've kept them and not worn them. So I feel so sorry for
I
you.
I do.
So these up, things, that would upset me so
These
much.
Things do happen, though. You haven't done anything bad or malicious. But I would have had the same thing, like, I've just got to replace them, and, like, he's not going to know. I would have
But then you look up and you can't, there's no replacement, and they're too expensive. You're like, I've got to do it. But even when you replace things like that, you still feel so guilty.
I know, but at least it wouldn't, like... To be, he will probably at first be like really understanding, then he'll start to get like annoyed about it, but then eventually he'll be like, you know what, these things do happen.
Do you
like,
know what? I think it was fault. So long ago, your wedding, that he'll be over. He'll be like, oh no, what shame.
What a shame.
And like, you obviously sound so sad about it. I would just be really honest with him, be really vulnerable and like, I'm so upset. Because you obviously are really upset about it. You never know, he might get you a new pair of earrings.
He will not be upset with you. And if he is, then you just have to explain that it was honestly such a mistake.
Yeah, he might be upset at the situation.
Yeah.
But it won't, don't take it personally.
Yeah.
And I just hug him.
I'm
sad.
This is
That's really sad. That would really upset
me. But these things happen all the time. Like, So the other day, I left one of my bracelets at Toby's before we went on the hen do because I was like, I'm going to be very drunk. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Let's just leave it here to be safe, whatever. And I left it at Toby's flat, right? I was then back in my flat after the hen do, and Toby came to meet me for a glass of wine outside where I live and brought what he thought that he had brought the bracelet back in his bag with him in his wash bag. And he goes, oh, I've got your bracelet. I'll get it for you. And he's like... My wash bag's gone out my bag. It's gone. Oh my God, foraging through the bag. It's gone. I can see that he's fully panicking. I was like, don't worry, because I was just going in my head, like, I go into, like, how I'm going to fix this mode. I don't really panic that much. And I was like, right, we're going to have to just split the cost and buy a new one. That's all we're going to have to do. We were like, right, okay. And then his roommate wasn't picking up the phone to check if the wash bag was, like, in his room still. So we had half an hour and we were just drinking loads of wine. Like, oh my God, this is awful. What are we going to do?
He was so calm. I would have been literally beside myself.
No, and then after we found out the wash bag was in his room, I was like, don't do that again. I purposely didn't ask you to bring it because I would have been too scared. Unless I'm wearing it, I always get scared it's just going to fall out.
Yeah.
Because these things happen all the time. I've lost my mum's pair of earrings by putting them in a sunglasses case before, walked along with them, and they've just obviously come out the little cracks at the side. Yeah. Happens. No, these things do happen.
And again,
but you live and learn.
And
at least it wasn't your engagement ring.
Yeah,
That would be really savage. Dilemma three. Basically, myself and this guy break up 5 years ago now. He's been in a relationship with the girl he cheated on me with since then. Oh.
Oh, fuck, that's hard to take.
Wow, that's hard. And they have a house and a dog together. Over the last 5 years, he goes through phases of blocking and unblocking me and messaging me. Shh, fuck off to him. These messages are incredibly flirty and talk about me in a sexual way. Oh my God, she sent us one. She sent us a message, guys.
We have a screenshot.
We've got a screenshot. I am salivating. I've been in a relationship since then, and while I am now single again, he would ask for comparisons of him and my other ex and hinted at us cheating on our partners together. I've told this girl before, like years ago, that he was doing this, but she claimed I was faking it.
I've recently
moved home due to the breakup, and now me and this ex go to the same gym, unplanned. Fuck.
Oh my God.
And are seeing each other a lot here. He either ignores me or comes up to me, and it's very, very variable, but I can see him watching me work out. Do I say anything?
Oh my
Examples
God.
Below. Right, you ready, guys?
Yeah. This is on Snapchat, which is killing me.
Look after yourself. You can keep me updated on your love life and how I compare to them. Wink. Face. You'll find someone soon, and if you don't, you don't need to. Keep going with your life. You're smashing it, and things will come into place one day. And if there's a day where you get a boyfriend and we both happen to be on the common in the dark alone, who knows? In the common, in the dark alone.
Where's the common?
It's like a park.
Okay, number one, I'm cringed out of this guy already. That is not even smooth or sexy or like flirty. It's just fucking cringe, right?
I wish we
good riddance to this boy. He sounds like a bit of a like twat. I'm sorry.
What does she mean? Do I say anything? Yeah, I'd be like, can you friggin' leave
be
me?
Be like, you're
you
giving
creep.
Me the ip. Yeah, you creep. We broke up 5 years ago. You've
it's,
got a new girlfriend.
Do you
girlfriend.
Know why she's not? Is because he cheated. So she's like, oh, he's only left me.
It's feeding the ego a bit more. Like, yeah. Haha, he wants me back. Which I do understand. I would totally have the same thing. But you just have
oh,
to be like...
Oh, God, how tempting you have would to... you to just be to send them to their new girlfriend?
No, I wouldn't be. I'd just be like, I've already tried to fucking tell you. You had none of it. This is on you now.
Oh, she tried to tell.
She tried to tell the girlfriend before. And she
oh,
told
she
her that
she was
making it up.
Yeah.
So you know what? Screw this boy because
I'd have to move gyms though. I really wouldn't be able to see him every day. That would really bum me out. I'd literally have anxiety going into the gym. Like, is he going to come and creep?
I don't
on
think
me?
She cares about it. I think she's just like, lol, do I say anything? Ew.
To him or to the girl?
If I was you, to either of them, I don't think you should say a thing to either of them. I would block them both. If he tries to come up to you and speak, she'd be like, look, I get like that you're trying to like flirt with me or whatever. I don't know what you're trying to do, but like, can you leave me alone? Because like, you're icking me out. Like, you're making me feel a bit sick. And that'll just yeah. make him be like...
I never walk in the common alone at dark.
Yeah, no, don't go to the common. Let's stay clear of that common.
And we both... Should I read that bit again?
It's just quite funny.
And if there's a day where you get a boyfriend... I don't get it. So he's basically saying, whilst you're single, I'll leave you to it. But if there's a
if
day
there's
when
a boyfriend,
you do get a boyfriend...
We can both cheat on our partners.
In the common, in the alone.
Equally,
alone in
equally,
the dark.
Yeah.
And if there's a day when you get a boyfriend and we both happen to be in, I think you meant to say in the common, in the dark, alone, who knows?
No, on the common. You don't go into the common.
Oh, do you not?
It's like you're, like if we're on the common, yeah. You could do both, I think. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, we're not correcting your English here. We're correcting your like morals and he's a fucking twat. I always think if a boy cheats on his girlfriend with you, he's only going to go and do the same exact thing to you, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's exactly what's happened. He cheated on you with this girl who's now with for 5 years, and now he wants to go and cheat on her again with
you. And
he's
obviously not that young because they've got a house and a dog. For
yeah,
some
yeah,
reason,
yeah.
I thought the Snapchat, I was like, must be really
must
young.
Must be like 20. Is
yeah,
what I, was thinking.
I was thinking younger, 17. Like
I
James
know my brother used Snapchat and he's only... Well, he's
really?
Yeah.
So he's a Gen Z?
Yeah, it's a Gen Z thing, the Snapchat thing. But, I mean, maybe not. Because, okay, let's think about it logically. Let's say that they were... 15, 19, so
I
5 years ago.
Yeah.
That means they broke up when they were like 19, 20. He must be at least like my age.
Oh my God. Oh, he's obviously doing it on Snapchat because that the girlfriend
the girl
won't
will
see
never
it.
Go on the Snapchat. Anyway, this is just horrible business and you need to just tell him to fuck
I've just
off.
Busted him. That's why he uses Snapchat.
You
I
need to tell
once.
Him to... Oh my God. Does his boyfriend have Snapchat, do he? You need to tell him to fuck off. So I'm not having this. And you've already tried to tell her, so I'm sorry. Like, you've done your bit there. You've done the girl code bit. If you reply, though,
You are.
Do not.
You
reply.
Are entertaining it, and also this isn't even like fun and sexy like chat. I don't even know it's this chat is the most cringe. Blech. No, 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 thank you.
Don't reply. Ignore him. How embarrassing for him. See him in the gym. Literally walk past him. If yeah, I wouldn't. There's just nothing. There's nothing to it. You just don't mind. You live your life. He's probably going to pester you more and more and more. So I'd block him. Can you follow up, please? Because I feel like he's going to really pester you.
I think these are the best dilemmas we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm so invested. The family holiday one. Like,
we need an absolute.
When are they going?
Follow-up.
Next week? Because I can't wait much longer.
We need to reply to
her,
like, please, 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 please follow up.
Yeah, we need to reply being like, please, 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 please.
Right, so not so single diaries for me is quite embarrassing. Sort of thing makes me feel really cringe.
Oh God, what? Oh God.
Jamie, who is Toby's roommate, his girlfriend heard me and Toby having sex.
Oh, you told me that.
Isn't that just the most horrible? It makes me feel a bit sick in my mouth.
It makes me feel really sick.
I'm like, I can't see her ever again.
It makes me feel sick. It's one of those things you get in the shower and you're like this. When it comes in.
It's also apparently it was 2 days later because we suddenly heard the door shut and we were like, uh-oh, someone's out in the corridor, like right outside the door. And Toby was like, when Jamie and Toby were together the other day, he was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Abby definitely heard you the other day, she told me.
You know, when I was first going with Jamie, Emily Blackwell messaged me being like, can you shut the fuck up?
Oh my God. Okay, that makes me feel so much better.
And she was like, and she is one of like our really, really good friends. And I still was like, no.
Yeah.
But someone horrible. I don't know that well.
It's even worse.
It's a little bit even worse.
So sorry, Abby.
God, the worst would be like if a parent heard you.
My brother said he once heard me with one of my exes. And he said it was the worst thing he'd ever heard. And he couldn't speak to me for like 2 weeks. He's like, we can't speak for several weeks now. See you later.
Oh my God, no.
Isn't that the most awful thing?
Yeah, someone once took my sister's phone and left a recording of them like faking having sex when she was at uni, and we all thought it was real. And we were like, Georgia, please, like, you recorded yourself by accident having sex. And she was like, no. I know, awful. And I honestly hated her for it. Because it's like just so sad, isn't it?
It's like really something you don't want to ever imagine.
No.
Ever.
That's really bad. What, are you going to mention anything to her?
Nah,
just leave it.
Unless we're drunk and I'm back, sorry about the other day.
You should be quiet in such a small proximity, no?
Well, it was quite quiet. It was like 7 or 6:30 in the morning. And then suddenly there was a door slam. We were like,
die.
No, it's horrible. It makes me feel really upset at myself.
God, getting up bright and early to do the good. Do the good. My God. 6:30 in the morning, right? First things first. Right.
Anyway, moving on.
My bridezilla. I don't really have anything bridezilla because we're waiting to go see the venue, but we were a bit of a bride, weren't we, on Saturday. Like, we were both crying at Tiff. Yeah. It was so emotional.
She looked absolutely ridiculously beautiful.
Amazing for everyone. We went to Tiffany Watson's wedding. She just looked... It was such an amazing day.
It really was.
She looked
was.
Beautiful. It just was very emotional. I found, both Jamie and I were like...
Oh, it's because it's our first... Well, for me, that's, my first actual, good friend I've seen get married. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, it really hits home. And when they actually were like, I now pronounce you husband and wife, and they kissed, I was like... That's mental that she's a wife now, that they're actually married. It's like, what? It's just so surreal.
It's so surreal.
And they both looked, guys, Tiff's little tiny face and her big smile. It was like, she just looked so happy.
Oh my gosh, she did.
And we were all like, we all want to get married now. And guys, Sophie and Jamie next to me were so sweet. It did make me feel a bit left out because I was just with those two on the pier and I was just by myself. Sophie and Jamie were kissing and crying to each other like, guys, we just can't wait to do this. And I was like, you're so fucking cute.
But do you remember you said that you were like going to go there and you were going to be like, oh, I want it to be with Toby. Is that what you think?
Oh yeah, like it does make you think like, oh, I would love to. Yeah. But the one thing that scares me is I'm one of those people, I don't like it when like a whole crowd of people are looking at me.
I know, it's really intimidating. So that's why for ages scary. I was like, I don't want to have a big wedding.
Yeah, but like I think the way that they did it was really good because there was actually like, thinking about it, there was a decent, quite a decent amount of people. That was quite a big old, but it felt intimate in the church where they got married. It didn't feel like an intimidating crowd. I think the layout was quite good.
I think when it's just your people you love, which is what you've got to do, you're not intimidated. It's for us looking like being like, we don't know these people. So, but exactly. For you, you'll look out and it's like your cousins, your family, like you'll know everyone and you'll be like, this is,
yeah,
you know, all your
I also
friend.
Think that that was
such a nice wedding for us because it felt not as like big and intimidating for me to go to as a guest because I knew so many people there.
Yeah.
So it felt like, oh, this is like really cozy and lovely because I know so many people. Wedding. Yeah, yeah.
And also like for the I'm Tiff and I both have like 7 bridesmaids, so it won't be that scary. Like I don't know how
you've
many
got other people going.
We'll just be
you.
Like all bigging each other up before. Like, do you remember when we saw their little faces when the door opened?
Oh,
guys,
it was such a wholesome, like sweet. Oh,
yeah, it was so good.
And she was very lucky with the weather. Obviously, an English wedding is a difficult thing with the weather.
I know, so happy it didn't rain.
She was very lucky with that.
Yeah, it was just all over wholesomeness. So I'll report back on this week's weddings next week.
Woohoo, Sophie, cannot wait to get married, can you?
I am very excited now.
Oh.
So much to do, so little time.
I know. Time crunches on. Thank you, guys. Also, P.S. Sorry, we're not drinking any wine today because we're very, very drowsy with the purities and we were just like, that's a recipe for disaster if we haven't. Yeah. And I'm hungover still from the wedding.
I feel dreadful.
And I lost my voice. So me and Sophie both have this. To be fair, mine's gone.
No, yours is still creeping back in. So is mine a little bit like croaky.
Oh, golly gosh.
Anyway, we love you guys. Follow us up, please, with those dilemmas because they were top notch.
Top notch. Bye, guys. Love you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.